Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And there it is again, the victory and the moment that just was nuts, man, for them to get that touchdown and win the game. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. You know what's a moment from in the game we haven't talked about yet, but I and John, you would know NFL rules certainly better than me. I don't know this rule.
I don't know about that.
I don't either. I was really just being, one, humble, and two, just trying to be a nice guy.
I probably don't.
All right, so tell me if you know the rule on this one. DeSean Jackson catches a punt. He is cracked by one guy, head style, and he is hit it by another guy. And they throw a flag, and they call a 15-yard penalty. It looked to me like two 15-yard penalties, and I was wondering, could two 15-yard penalties have been enforced? They enforced the one on the hit, the first hit, but they did not call the late hit, which I thought was a blatant late hit. And I wondered, had they called the late hit, are you allowed to have two 15? Could the ball have been moved 30 yards?
I've never seen that.
I mean, it was a late hit. James, it was a late hit, right? It was obviously a late
hit.
No
question.
Yes.
No question.
So if it had been properly called as a second foul, does only one get enforced, or do both get enforced when there are two different 15-yard penalties on the same play?
The way that it always plays out is they just enforce the biggest penalty, right? I mean,
I don't
I've
know.
Never
it's
seen,
too, it's
I've
too
never
personal.
Seen them double up.
You just don't see it happen much. I don't remember two personal fouls on the same play.
I've seen personal fouls on opposite sides, but
well,
not
sure.
on the but not on the
but
same
that's also,
side. I guess.
But I mean, that almost makes it sound like you know they could have barbarians out there and go commit three other personal fouls, and none of them count.
Okay, so I looked it up. Apparently, you can only have one. They've talked. It has been one of the things the competition committee has discussed, making it that you could have a 30-yard penalty for egregious acts or whatever. But as of now, you can only have one.
Well, that's good you looked it up. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know the rule, and I wonder, because it did look to me, and I think that was part of DeSean's annoyance. DeSean's like, not only did my, you know, I got hit in the head. Then I get hit late in the process. My knee or ankle gets rolled up on. Like, what's going on out here? Hey man, DeSean being out again. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me unlikely that he would play versus Dallas, but obviously we'll have to see in the next week what his status looks like. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Talk to Mike in Berwyn. What's going on, Mike?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Doing well, Mike.
You know, I'm happy they won. You know, I think a win's a win. But I just – some of the coaching just blows my – I mean, first of all, we need a kicker.
Dude, I'll tell you, man, it's getting bad.
He has not looked good.
Yep.
You know, and to me, that was a chip shot he missed.
Yeah.
Well, it was a complete chip shot. Yeah, it was under 30 yards.
And after the game, Doug said, you know, Jake's his guy and he's sticking with him. I hope that that's just what he's saying and that they are trying to bring in guys to see if someone looks good, because it is a move that you should consider.
Consider it. You got to consider it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at the point where you got to consider no more Jake Elliott, which is sad, but that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just real quick to jump in on that, just for what it's worth, it would be an $8 million dead cap money hit if they were to cut him this year, and $5.3 million next year. Howie gave him a 5-year, $21 million contract.
No
yes.
way.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So as much as I agree, it's hard to move on from Jake Elliott.
Wait.
Wow.
He gave him a what?
Five-year, $21 million contract.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. That is idiotic.
Wow. Okay.
That's why Doug's saying that's his guy.
Yeah, then you...
There's a directive.
Well,
he's your guy.
You pretty much can't cut him then.
You can't.
No, you can't.
That's crazy.
Oh, this, just add this to the list. This is unspeakable.
Well, I'd have to know the rate for kickers. I mean, maybe that's the going rate. I don't know. I haven't been following kickers.
You're right.
Lately.
I haven't either. Yeah. I know that.
Mailata, what do you got, Mike? Go ahead, man.
Mailata, he was a rugby player, right?
Correct.
So why aren't we using him on the goal line?
We are. He's blocking.
Yeah, but why aren't we using him as a tailback?
John,
back,
should they consider it? People have been called. What about at the one? Not at other parts
like
of the field.
Refrigerator,
like the fridge. Is it something to consider? The ball's at the 1 yard line.
Well, first of all, I'd have to see what he. They did line him up outside as a wide receiver in this game, but I'd like to see what he looks like. Maybe it's something that you consider as a staff, and you say, "Hey, let's try something.
Right.
Let's hand him the ball. That, you know, this week in practice, we'll design something. We'll call it the fridge play, and we'll see how he looks."
Yep. I'm open to
we'll
it.
We'll coach him up. You know, look, here's how you take a handoff. The guy doesn't even know how to take a handoff. So you got to teach him that. Then you got to teach him how to understand, you know, the blocking scheme in front of him, where he needs to go. It's a different idea trying to work your way through the line of scrimmage rather than just being a part of that line of scrimmage and the action that happens there. But if he looks like he's kind of comfortable doing it, maybe that's something you got way down the list. But remember, this guy's 6'9", and it's going to be hard for him to get low enough to use all that mass to his advantage. The refrigerator Perry, he was good at getting low.
Right, I remember that. But at the same time,
I don't think Jordan Mailata is good at getting low.
All right, but if it's a well-blocked play and it comes down to a linebacker versus Mailata in the hole, so to speak, I don't know, man. It's hard to imagine Mailata doesn't win that battle.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you. But the way that you have to have a hole, and that means that your best – tackle is now not on the line of scrimmage, making a hole. He's trying to run with the ball where there probably won't be a hole because your best tackle isn't on the line of scrimmage.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. You got to – whoever the backup tackle is has to get in there and, you know, come in.
It's an idea that sure, they need to consider everything at this point, but I don't think it's high on their list.
At 11:30 today, another chance for you to win the Nest audio from Google. So that, of course, is coming up in just a couple minutes. Be tuned for your chance to win the new Nest audio at 11:30. Let's talk to Rob in Abington. What's up, Rob?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing well, Rob.
I just want to ask you a quick question. When a challenge is being made, can't the coach call a timeout before that? And if he wins at the challenge, doesn't he get the timeout back?
Doesn't get the timeout back, you'd be blowing a timeout.
Right.
But, yes, if you think it is such a critical play. See, here's the problem with that, Rob. It kind of defeats the purpose of taking a timeout because if you lose the challenge, you lose the timeout. First quarter, maybe you're inclined to go there because first half timeouts don't matter as much. And you know there's three more quarters of potentially challengeable plays. The later a game has gone on, you know, yeah.
But we're talking about the end of the game. They don't get a touchdown. Not necessarily.
My point is if you're going to go there, I'd be more inclined to just challenge it than blow the timeout. Because blow the timeout is pretty much the repercussion of losing the challenge.
The reason why I ask, because I'm like you, I'd rather he just did it too. The only reason why I'm asking is because he seems indecisive. So if you are indecisive, call the timeout. I mean, we ended up ending the game with two timeouts in pocket. We didn't use them anyway. Now, I know there's no way to know that, but
right.
I'm just saying.
Right, now, all right, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
My other question to you was this. Do you think it's ideal that Carson Wentz was on pace to throw the ball 50 times yesterday? The only reason why he didn't reach that 50 attempt mark is because of that long drive the Giants did from the 6 yard line. Now the Giants, the defense played okay, but 43 pass attempts against them, I don't see the point.
It didn't surprise me because of a couple things. One, who your running backs are, Boston Scott and Corey Clement. Two, the Giants offense did nothing for a while. And the one time they did something, Daniel Jones ran 80-something yards, so that's a quick drive. The Eagles had 81 plays in yesterday's game. The Giants had 60 plays. So when you get up to 81 plays, yeah, your quarterback's going to throw in the 40s. And when your star, or not, let's not call Miles Sanders a star, but when your very good running back is injured, yeah, you're probably going to lean more on your quarterback than Boston Scott and Corey Clement. So it didn't surprise me.
Well, you do realize that with 20 pass attempts, they scored 21 points. With 43 pass attempts, we scored 22. There's something wrong with that.
All right, Rob, I got you. I mean, John, do you have a comment on that?
We knew that Doug would abandon the run because the Giants' run defense is better than people gave them credit. You know, the stats proved it out going into this game. I think their game plan was to throw and to throw away from Bradbury, and they thought that gave them the best chance to win. I do agree that you know, it would have been nice to have more production in that passing game, but yeah. Look at who we're throwing to.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Rodgers is our tight end now. Travis Fulgham is, you know, came down to earth a little bit last night, right?
Like, but still made plays, man.
And he also flat out missed a surefire touchdown that was right in his hands. He's not great. He's just good. You know, good for us.
Well, I'll
I don't
say
know
this.
What that means.
Without him, they probably don't win that game last night. And what I mean is, and that goes for a few guys, Carson at the end, Boston Scott. But I mean, if
I'm just telling you, I think his hands are suspect. And everyone says, oh, he's got great hands. Well, I haven't seen that yet.
Look,
and
he's
last
doing
night
a good
it
job.
Proved out that he didn't catch a couple balls I thought he should have caught.
Well,
it wasn't as egregious as the Huntley failed catch in the flat. That play, we haven't talked about it.
All right, let me get one thing out there, and then we'll get right back to you, John. Let's give you a chance right now to win the Nest Audio from Google, as we do every day at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30 on our show for an entire month. Text the word DELIVER to 20357 for your chance to win. You can get the latest sports news from 94 WIP with a little help from Google right now. Of course, you can just say, hey, Google, play 94 WIP. You also right now can win the Nest Audio from Google by texting the word DELIVER to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. I actually thought John Huntley, back to him for a moment, then we'll get to the Bat of the Bone Award. I thought when he ran, I actually thought he showed a little juice.
Yeah, he did.
A little pop.
But again, it was like Boston Scott last year inserted into the lineup after everyone else had been playing for a while. He looked like he was explosive.
It did kind of look that way.
I think that was part of it.
Yeah.
But the play that I'm talking about where it looked like Carson missed him in the flat, Carson didn't miss him. I've never seen as poor a job of a guy catching a flat as what that was. He got all turned around. He turned completely around to face the ball and jumped and just sort of spazzed out. Like, you know, it was awful.
He's a backup's backup.
Yes.
It is.
And when that play ended, the feeling that I got was, man, this is what Carson has to work with. This is what he's got to get it done with. And you could see it on his face. Watch the TV copy of the game. You could see it on his face as he's hearing the next play called. You can see the frustration just brewing in him. It was a hot route. There was a blitz coming. Yeah. Huntley did a good job of turning around, but just was totally discombobulated. All you got to do is reach up and grab that thing. Don't turn completely around 360 and jump and flail your arms out there.
Oh, man.
You know, and everyone's going to say Carson missed him in the flat. That's not what happened.
All right, let's do what we do when they win. Second time this year. It is our version of Game Balls. It is the Bad to the Bone Award. Because, John, they won a game last night, and we get to award some awards. Spread it around amongst the three of us to different parts of the team. John Ritchie, first crack, Bat of the Bone Award. Who are you giving it to?
The obvious is the toughness demonstrated by Carson Wentz and just the ability to dig deep and be clutch when it mattered. But I'm gonna pass Carson by, and I'm gonna say Boston Scott played way better than I expected. And I was very high on Boston Scott last season, And I felt like this was going to amount to an extremely disappointing game. He ended up, you know, winning the game for us with that catch. A great catch. A great job by him. I had 12 carries also. Averaged, you know, 3.8 yards. That's respectable. It's not great. He's running one play, essentially. It's not his fault that they don't mix it up a little bit more. I'm very frustrated with that, by the way.
I laugh at your frustration because I know how real – when you say you're frustrated, I know how much you mean it. Like, you're really – like, you got – for those that don't know, remember the old cartoons where steam would come out of the cartoon's ears? Yeah. Steam. Actual steam comes out of John's ears sometimes.
It's just incomprehensible to me. But Boston Scott was tough. You know, he did get the tough yards. Littler guy, but ran with a lot of heart. And that play at the end was just incredible.
It was tremendous. Seltzer, the bad of the bone award. Yeah. Who are you going to?
I will not pass up Carson Wentz. We created the bad to the bone award for performances like that, like guts, toughness, putting his body on the line, found a way to win with the clutches of throws and the clutches of moments, two huge fourth quarter drives. Carson Wentz is a definitive bad to the bone award winner.
Well, I agree with James that Wentz is the main one that comes to mind. With all the bad, and there was a lot of bad in that game last night, he continues to demonstrate remarkable toughness, physical toughness, and a willingness to lay his body on the line, and athleticism that obviously is still above average, even if it's not what it was 3 years ago. An ability to bear down when things are really going bad. Now, don't get me wrong. He's part of why they go bad. Part of why it goes bad is because, you know, there's a couple jokers out there on the field with him. And you're like, who's this guy? And who's that guy? And who's this guy? And who's that guy? But he's also part of the bad. I mean, there's no doubt. He reminds me a little bit sometimes, maybe a lot of times. He reminds me, if you remember during the 76ers process years, of Tony Roten.
Oh, come on.
He reminds me a lot of Tony Roten because he's kind of fun to watch, and he's maddening, and he makes an amazing play, and then he does, like, the dumbest thing you'll ever see. So, yeah, Carson's kind of like Tony Roten.
He's so much better than Tony
Roten. He's better than Tony Roten, but there's a lot of similarities as far as nonsensicalness. But I think Carson is a good one for bad of the bone. I agree, though, with John on Boston Scott. Also, Greg Ward, I'm giving a nod to Folgum. I'm giving a nod to Richard Rodgers. Without the combination of those guys helping Carson, you don't get the win. And they did enough. By the way, Hightower, he caught his one pass. Well, he had two passes, actually, but he caught the one deep one. But I actually have a different bad of the bone award than all those that I just said.
Ooh.
It's the first time ever that I will give the bad of the bone award, officially give it, to a part of the body, a collective. And today, the bad of the bone award, from my end, all those other ones, nominees, but I give it to the collective heart of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like that.
They may make you want to scream and actually scream. They might drive you nuts beyond belief. You don't understand why they play down and bad and all that stuff sometimes. But there is something to be said for a team that has heart. And the reality is last night, like the Giants, if you don't know, last night got to 12-43 in their last 55 games. They find ways to lose. They just do. The Giants find ways to lose, and the Eagles do seem to have a knack for having heart. And I'm giving it to them. I'm giving it to the heart of the Philadelphia Eagles winning that game last night. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. At 12:15 today, Doug Peterson's press conference. We'll get to that at 12:15. Your phone calls all through the show, and it continued to roll the calls as well. On this Football Friday, how about that, where the Eagles actually won a game in pretty much improbable fashion. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a great bet you can make this year on pro football. So many are making the same game parlay bet with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's a pretty simple concept. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. That way the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool is that FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any pro football game each week up to $10, meaning you can bet a different parlay risk-free every week all season long. What to look at? Well, of course, with last night's game in the book, you can look ahead to Sunday and a full slate of games in the National Football League and find the parlays that works for you within a game for the single game parlay. Now, one thing for you to know, FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that even offers these same game parlays. And remember, you can get $10 back if you don't win with your first same game parlay. So get in on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code Hammer. Promo code Hammer when you sign up for the very, very best deals with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!